Toilet paper, Tylenol, and the Geneva Convention. Stairs. Of 2 a.m. feeds and much deprivation. Part 6, 7, and 8 of A Farm in Iowa Verse by Shia Frotherden. Stargate Atlanta Stories. Ratings range from general to teen to mature. Pairing, Rodney McKay, John Shepard. Read by Library Chick 94. Toilet paper, Tylenol, and the Geneva Convention. Rodney catches a cold in October. John smooths a hand over his forehead, gauging his temperature, and speculates aloud that his coddled California constitution just can't handle four whole seasons. He expects some snuffled retort in return, but Rodney just blinks, blankets pulled up to his chin, and John finds he can't tease McKay when his cheeks are flushed with fever and he's shivering and quiet. He slips out of bed and stumbles to the bathroom, finds Tylenol in the bathroom cabinet, and fills a glass with water. He wonders if there's soup in the house as he watches Rodney swallow the pills. Tries to remember if the tea in the pantry has an expiration date as he sets a roll of toilet paper on Rodney's bedside table. Resolves to call Eileen Yoder for care of colds advice as he smooths another blanket over the bed. For 2 days, Rodney sneezes, whimpers, and sleeps. He's acquiescent for 14 hours, and the lack of complaining sets John's teeth on edge. But by late afternoon, he's drugged to the nines and complaining waspishly about caffeine deprival, standards of torture, and the Geneva Convention's applicability in his case. Relief settles loose and comfortable across John's shoulders, and they're back to their banter, punctured by sneezes so explosive that the 12-year-old and John can't help but be impressed. Come Tuesday morning, John's up early to let Brad into the barn, figuring on estimates for overdue repairs. Dazed by two nights of fractured sleep, he leaves Brad B., waits on the porch steps, sips on coffee, industrial strength, and watches the mist burn slow from the creek. He isn't listening for Rodney to come downstairs, and he starts when the screen door groans its usual protest. "You were gone," Rodney sniffs by way of explanation as he shuffles across the porch, sitting down reproachfully at John's left side. There's a blanket pulled tight across his big broad shoulders and a wad of tissue clutched tight in his hand. John nods a quiet early morning agreement and doesn't complain when Rodney sags close. In a moment, Rodney's snoring, face smashed artlessly against John's sleeve, and John laughs softly to glance at his left, at Rodney's nose red and flattened, his mouth slightly open, hair a mess. There's peace for 10 minutes until Brad comes back, eyebrow quirked at McKay's disheveled sprawl. John shrugs helplessly and Brad rolls his eyes. "I'll write something up," he says, waving his notebook as he climbs into his truck. "Thanks," John nods and gestures with his mug, making Rodney grumble and slide down his arm. His nose drags up, wrinkled like a pug's, and still he sleeps with utter abandon. "Later," Brad calls, shaking his head, laughing appreciatively as he pulls away. "Later," John murmurs to the dust in his wake, and sits, content to let Rodney doze messily at his side. The end. Stairs. When they tried to pass each other on the stairs for the third time that night, John with an armful of laundry, Rodney with paperwork in his hands, John gave up, swore colorfully, unceremoniously discarded his pile of boxers and socks on the steps, and pushed Rodney back against the wall. He kissed him, swallowed Rodney's wistful little, "Oh," and pressed in close, chest to thigh, hands curled firm around Rodney's upper arms. Rodney blinked, dazed, when they broke apart. Hi, he said unsteadily. "Hi." John hummed agreement and brushed his nose against Rodney's own. I had... Rodney rustled the handful of papers he was clutching. "Barely seen you," John said low, kissing his chin. "Meetings, labs, late nights." Rodney meeped very softly. "Barely seen you either," he pointed out, once he managed to clear his throat. "You've been all sawdusty, and with the paint." The corner of John's mouth curved into a smile. "And with the paint?" "Shut up," Rodney tried in and kissed him again, sliding one leg between John's thighs. "Shut up, shut up, shut up." "Yeah," John agreed, rocking into his body heat and letting himself be kissed the way only Rodney knew how, with sweet lingering determination, with a focus that made affection pool beneath his hands, with whispered words and hitching breaths, with a clever tongue and a grateful smile. "You need to do that laundry?" Rodney murmured, hand curled protectively at the back of John's neck, fingers scritching gently against his skin. John shivered, wanting. "You need to write that report?" he whispered, dragging his lips down Rodney's rough jaw. No, Rodney managed in a rush. "Good. Me either," John breathed into his mouth, and Rodney's papers joined the laundry on the stairs. The end. Of 2 a.m. feeds and much deprivation. "He's down," John mumbles hoarsely, stumbling back into the bedroom after Finn's 2 a.m. feed. How long is he gonna... A jaw-cracking yawn momentarily interrupts, with the... He waves one hand to encompass the untold weeks of night feedings ahead, and promptly trips over one of Rodney's abandoned shoes. He windmills his arms to try and regain his balance, grabs at the quilt as he falls, and swears loudly when he faceplants into his own odoriferous socks. Ow, he manages weakly, then, it's okay, I'm fine, I'm fine. Gingerly, he pushes himself up to his knees and peers at the bed. It's shaking. He gapes. Are you laughing? Rodney rolls onto his back and wheezes. John gapes some more. Bastard! Rodney gurgles something that might be an excuse or an apology, or even a gypsy curse for all the sense it makes, and clutches at his belly, rocking helplessly from side to side. John stands up, wincing at his stinging knees. McKay! I'm sorry, Rodney offers weakly, hiccuffing laughter. You just... with the arms! And he dissolves into mirth again, hooting as John launches himself at the bed, wrestling Rodney into submission until he has his hands pinned above his head. I just got up at... John glances at the alarm clock. 2:17 a.m. to feed your son. Rodney nods, lips mashed together, trying to keep the laughter inside. It escapes despite his best efforts as a warbling, garbled snort. And then I trip over your shoes. Rodney keens afresh at the idea. And you laugh at me? The only answer John receives is an explosive guffaw accompanied by wriggling that suggests Rodney wants to curl up into a frothing, gibbering ball of glee. Oh, it's on, John mutters, and lets go of Rodney's hands to worm his fingers under the blankets, aiming straight for Rodney's ribs, his waist, playing utterly dirty and making Rodney yelp and squirm. Shh, John hisses. Rodney gulps air. You shush, he wheezes. So help me if you wake Finn. You started it, Rodney whispers and retaliates, inching his fingers into one of John's armpits, causing John to emit an unearthly noise before he haw-haw-haws like the neighborhood mule. Rodney, he manages, just before he's flipped onto his back, and Rodney's blowing a raspberry on his stomach, an immature move that nevertheless makes John haw-haw with even greater vigor, and Rodney grin happily in the 2 seconds before John flips them back. Rodney only cackles at that, a thoroughly unnerving sound, whistling and wheezing while John turns around and sits on his chest, throwing back the covers to expose Rodney's feet. Not feet, not feet, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, Rodney chokes, wriggling and squirming and grabbing at John's ass, all the while yelping his laughter, making John laugh too. Uncle? John asks, trying to keep his elbows pressed tight against his ribs to protect his vulnerable underarms. Never! Rodney cries, doing his damnedest to buck John off. John leans forward and tickles Rodney's feet even more relentlessly, an error in judgment, it turns out, giving Rodney the opportunity to sit up behind him, wrap his arms around John's chest, and pull him back into his lap. He can feel Rodney pressing hard against him, lets a smile become a gasp as Rodney shifts his hips. We so don't have the energy for this, he says, leaning back, breath catching, skin still humming with the rush of so much levity. Oh, but a wrestling match at 2 a.m., that we have energy for, Rodney whispers, nosing an unrepentant smile to the line of John's back, sliding his hand to cup John through his shorts. Oh, Jesus, John whispers, body surging forward with forgotten attraction. How long since we... Too long, Rodney groans. He fumbles, trying to get a hand inside John's boxers. God, he mutters, frustrated and uncoordinated. Just let me... Rodney, John says, pushing at his hand, gracelessly climbing off him, kneeing him in the thigh as he turns around. Fuck, Rodney yelps. Just stop with the... Watch your elbows. That was my nose. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just can't see. It's dark and you... Just... John solves the whole thing by flopping on top of Rodney and sprawling there, holding him down. If we stop moving, he whispers, maybe we'll stop with the... He hitches a shoulder. Is your nose okay? Rodney asks anxiously. Yes, it's fine, but this hard-on in my pants is... Very subtle. John squints at him. Is that geek code for small? What? Rodney smacks him up the back of the head. I meant you were being... Oh, for crying out. And he lifts his head, kisses John slow and dirty, rolls his hips, and makes them both gasp. You are not small. You are, however, incredibly frustrating, and if we don't fuck within the next 30 seconds, I am going to fall asleep from general parental exhaustion, and then you'll be sorry. Yeah, John fervently agrees. He plucks at Rodney's boxers. Off. With my present level of coordination, I will take out your eye, Rodney counsels, and grabs John's ass, pulling him down against him, grinding their hips together so they both groan. We'll take them off afterwards. Best idea ever, John mumbles, tucking his face against Rodney's neck, thrusting down as Rodney thrusts up. Best. Shut up, Rodney gasps, breath hitching, scraping his nails across John's spine. Shut up and just... He shivers as John thrusts again. Like that, yes, oh God, John, please, please, please. It's uncoordinated and messy, and the angle's all wrong, and John remembers the days when they had hours to touch and taste and drive each other crazy, but God, there's something about this. This desperate, affectionate clumsiness, these garbled half-words and the jut of ill-fitting hip bones and the sting of beard burn and the chafe of cotton that... Oh, oh, Rodney whispers as he tenses beneath John, grabbing his shoulders as he comes. John swallows and whimpers, following into free fall, coming back to himself to find the sheets tangled around one foot and his underwear uncomfortably damp. Wow, he manages, lifting his head enough to kiss the corner of Rodney's mouth. You're heavy, Rodney mumbles, blissed out and unthinking. Comfy, John offers and then frowns. You, he clarifies. Mph, Rodney nods, arms tightening around John as the latter tries to move. No. John makes a noise of protest. Sticky and... He tries to shift and protests again. Morning, Rodney yawns, clutching him in a vice grip. John slumps against him again. Gross. Hmm, Rodney agrees. No laughing, John counsels, foreseeing the scene in the shower come breakfast. There's a pause, then Rodney's shoulders begin to shake. My shoe, he wheezes, and John's forced to kiss him, just to shut him up. The end.